Hey everybody, this is Brendan with Evoke Bike. I'm super pumped about this new blog that we posted. There were some questions that stemmed from the Tour de France, and one I thought was pretty interesting. A guy had said, hey, how do these pros recover between all these stages? Because this is a massive bike race. And somebody else had then made a comment just about, well, I don't have much experience with super long stage races. That's one reason why I went all the way to New Zealand to do that Tour of Southland. What was that, 2019? Seven stages. We just don't have that opportunity here in the US, unfortunately, especially if you're an amateur or a Cat 1. Even if you can get into pro races, there aren't pro races of that length here. So we had already put together a complete recovery guide, but what I wanted to go back and ask is, let's talk to some of the pros that have been on the podcast and see what they thought. So if you have head over to the blog, evoke, evoq.bike/blog, and the first one that's up there, you know, we're gonna very briefly just talk about the importance of recovery, how long does it take, you know, what can you do, some of the top things that pros do. But then we are super lucky to have Grant Kuntz, Cyrus Monk, Carl Patrick Lauk, Pablo Cesar Cruz, and Raleigh Weaver give their tips and tricks, and they have some really good ones. So you can read all about that. To the five guys that took the time to do this, we really appreciate you adding your knowledge and experience to the community. It's really awesome. So this podcast is more just a heads up. There's no way that I could cover all the information. And a bonus kudo to Pablo. He gave us an essay on recovery. So if you like some of the tips that they give, you guys are probably following them on Instagram or something like that, just shoot them a message and say, hey, thank you for taking 5 to 10 minutes out of your day to adding in their knowledge, because, you know, I think just the community and sharing that experience, you know, these guys, some of the tips were the same, some were very different. So thank you to everybody that contributed to that. I hope everyone has a great week training and racing. I'm excited for some of the other pieces that we have coming out. And if you didn't hear, Josh is putting out a ton of cyclocross content that is going to be really cool. I think the two-pronged aspect of, he's got a lot of experience as an amateur and as coaching athletes. And so talking about how do you get ready for cross and what to do during the season. But then also we're going to be following Josh. I coach Josh, and we're going to be following as he's trying to get enough points in the C1, C2, Pro CX races so that he can race with the elite men in December. His calendar is stout. I'm super pumped for his season coming up. It gets me so excited. I almost want to be riding in the dirt. And then I think about it. And I'm like, nah. But I am excited to get back on the gravel. I almost have a shifter back in hand. Gravel bike will be back up. I still don't think I'll be at Gravel Worlds though, because now I live very far away from there, and I'm going to Albuquerque next week. Masters Nationals. That course looks really hard. I'm really excited for the trip. Never been to New Mexico. So have a great day. Think about what you're doing. Do it with gusto. Enjoy the process. That's what it's all about. It's all about the training to get yourself ready for the race, the event, the Grand Fondo, whatever you're doing. Have a great day. Be positive about it. You'll do well. See ya. The end.